We'll turn now to a topic that I've been covering on this show in recent weeks. It affects all of us because it's all about access to healthcare, and it's a push by pharmacy owners, these pharmacy bosses who want pharmacists to be able to, well, effectively get into the practice of what GPs would traditionally do, and that is diagnosing a whole range of medical issues. So under this pilot program that is happening in our own backyard, you'll be able to go into a pharmacy. They'll be able to diagnose, as I said, a whole range of ailments that pharmacists certainly have never, ever been able to diagnose before with minimal training, certainly minimal training compared to what a GP has to go through. Not only will pharmacists be able to diagnose that ailment, they'll also be able to prescribe the medicine to treat it. And that in itself is a whole huge leap in the medical scene. It's never happened before where traditionally you would get a doctor, a GP, to diagnose whatever your illness or your problem is, and then you'd go to your pharmacist who would then, I guess, do a bit of a check and dispense that medicine. Well, that barrier, that safeguard, if you like, has been now removed under this pilot. So to talk further about this and detail specific medical issues, medical problems that have arisen as the result of an earlier pilot in this space, in this a pilot program of pharmacists being able to diagnose UTIs, I'm very lucky to have Dr. Aileen Traves on the line. She's a GP here in Cairns, and she is very, very busy. So we've only got her for a few minutes. Dr. Traves, welcome to the King Review, first of all.
It certainly is busy. Thanks for having me, Gavin.
Now, let's go to some of these concerns. I guess just for lay people, for our listeners, just explain, first of all, what that UTI pilot was all about, and then let's go to some of the concerns that you and many other GPs across Queensland have raised.
Yeah, so the UTI pilot started back in the middle of 2020 up here in Queensland, and it was basically a proposition from the pharmacy owners to do some additional training for pharmacists and then be able to assess from a basic history in the pharmacy whether people who had never had a UTI before may actually have one. It wasn't designed for a number of purposes, so not designed for pregnant women, not designed for people with a complicated UTI history, obviously not designed for men where we know there's many other things to consider. So it was intended to be for simple urinary tract infection diagnoses, and that then pharmacists would be able to make a diagnosis of that after doing some additional training and sitting some MCQ questions, that they would have the knowledge to be able to diagnose a UTI and provide a prescription for antibiotics.
So that's what it was meant to be. That's a fairly narrow scope. You could argue that, well, that's a good thing for pharmacists to do. It lessens the burden on clinics like yours. But talk about what actually happened in reality.
Yeah, so what we've actually seen happen in reality is that, unfortunately, a simple UTI is not always as simple as it seems.
Give us some examples of where things have gone wrong with this pharmacy pilot.
Yeah, so some of the examples that we've seen in general practice have been, for example, rashes that have presented with symptoms and in fact have turned out to be herpes virus instead of a urinary tract infection. We've seen other dermatological or skin conditions of the vulva and the vagina, so things like lichen sclerosis, which is a fairly dangerous skin condition, and that was diagnosed as a urinary tract infection. Mm-hmm. We've seen people having pressure symptoms on their bladder, and that's caused them to have to go to the toilet more than usual, and that's been from an actual mass in their pelvis, which was not anything to do with the urinary tract infection. Mm-hmm. We've seen women who weren't diagnosed with their pregnancy yet, and so they've actually been given antibiotics for their UTI, which would not have been how we would have managed that if we had known that they were pregnant. Mm. We've seen sexually transmitted infections treated as urinary tract infections and given the incorrect antibiotic. We've seen a number of conditions like that that are of concern, because we have a responsibility to actually diagnose and prescribe antibiotics correctly. Mm. And we know that's a worldwide problem, is the issues with antibiotic resistance that are emerging. So these are not medications that we should be prescribing out of convenience. We need to be really careful, making sure we give them to the right people for the right condition.
And I guess this UTI pilot, as you said, it has been in practice for a while now, so we're able to, I guess, measure some of the issues around it. But it leads to, I guess, to the next big topic, certainly that I've covered on this show in recent weeks, and it is an even broader scope for pharmacists to be able to diagnose and then dispense medicines for a whole range of other treatments. It's a pilot that's happening here in North Queensland. It's been pushed through by the Pharmacy Guild, and the Pharmacy Guild, of course, represents pharmacy owners. So as I always say in this topic, we are in no way, as I'm sure you aren't, Dr. Traves, we are in no way having a go at the hardworking, amazing pharmacists. This is really about the pharmacy owners through the Pharmacy Guild who are pushing this through. This North Queensland pilot is causing a whole range of controversy, I guess, based on that experience with the UTI trial. Dr. Traves, tell us about, let's just recap, I guess, for listeners, what is this North Queensland Pharmacy Pilot Program and what are your concerns about the rollout of it here in North Queensland?
Yeah, so as you've talked about, Gavin, the prescribed pilot or the proposed pilot is a number of different conditions now. So it's basically an expansion of this UTI pilot that we have already seen, being expanded to include a number of other much more significant conditions. Not that UTIs are insignificant, but much more difficult to manage and difficult to diagnose things. So, and it includes things like type 2 diabetes, asthma, COPD, other conditions that, frankly, are not easy to manage. And that is the main reason that we've had major concerns about what is included in this proposed pilot, because we do have concerns that, in fact, while it's being put across to the community that this is a way of increasing access to healthcare, it's not increasing access to GP level healthcare. It's increasing access to some level of healthcare, but not to the people who are actually trained to be able to safely diagnose these conditions and manage them.
The spin doctors at the Pharmacy Guild are absolutely working overtime. They do a very good job, that is for sure. And I should mention, of course, as I have in recent shows, that invited the Pharmacy Guild to come on the show and have a chat, just like Dr. Aileen Traves is doing. From the GP's point of view, unfortunately, again, the Pharmacy Guild declined to come on and have a chat, but we will keep trying, of course. I guess finally, Dr. Traves, is the state government listening to these concerns at all? Are they taking on board some of these examples that you've all raised about the UTI pilot? Are they taking any of it on board, or are the Pharmacy Guild just too good at lobbying? And of course, we should mention the hundreds of thousands of dollars that the Pharmacy Guild donates to all political parties every single year. It's obviously having a bit of an impact, because is the government listening?
No, look, we don't feel the government is listening, and that's what's of most concern to us. Is, you know, these are doctors raising their concerns about what is included in this proposed pilot not being safe, not being appropriate to be delivered to the community. And healthcare shouldn't be a matter of convenience. That's not all there is to healthcare. I mean, fast food is convenient, but that doesn't make it healthy. And I think most people know when they go for a drive through the drive through that they're not necessarily getting the most healthy available best option food when they go through the drive through. It applies to healthcare too. Just because it's convenient doesn't necessarily make it quality, safe healthcare. And I think that's really important that we start to actually engage in those conversations with the people, which is our government now, through Queensland Government and Queensland Health, who have signed off on this pilot, to actually talk to them about how could we make it safer. If you want to try to help everyone practice to their scope, that is not the same as actually extending the scope of a profession to beyond what they are trained to do. So I do not think that we should be just blindly pursuing the pilot in its current form and accepting that it's an election promise in the past is not enough to actually continue on the current trajectory and offer that to the community. It's not safe.
The Queensland government just seems to have their head in the sand, and they don't seem to respond to any of these concerns raised by you guys in the GP fraternity. Dr. Aileen Traves, thanks so much for your time on the King Review today.
Thank you very much for having me.